It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
And here he is, Phil Goff, Mayor of Auckland. Hi, Phil, how are you?
G'day, Mikey. I'm good. The sun has just risen over Rangitoto, and we're in the middle of winter, but it looks like a nice day, except I've got a really sad occasion this morning, a funeral of a young man killed up on Hobson Street in a motor accident. Four little kiddies under the age of six, and we've been doing a big effort on his behalf to try to raise money to help the family.
I did read about that. That is a hell of a shame. And the how can people contribute to that if they like?
We've got a Give a Little page that's been set up, and you can see that on my Facebook site. Particular interest in this young man, a young man whose name was Daniel Cooper. He and his wife went to school with my kids, actually, and they've grown up together, and just, you know, the youngest babies are just 8 months, twin girls. I went up when he was on life support, and I tell you what, I don't know when I felt quite so heartbroken as you know, that experience. So
Condolences to you, and of course to the family there.
No, really sad occasion. So the message of this is, don't worry about the little stuff, don't agonize over the little stuff, think about the big stuff, and remember to tell the people that are important to you each day of your life that you love them.
It's a good call, Phil Goff, Mayor of Auckland. Good call indeed. Let's talk about your mayoral duties. Let's talk about, thank God, we've got a date for the Waterview Tunnel to open.
Yeah, well, you know,
everything's going to be fine. After that, there'll be no more traffic congestion. Life will be wonderful, and we can all just live the life of leisure that they promised us on Beyond 2000.
Yeah, and I just saw that flock of pigs flying across the sky outside my window. Hey, look, it's been a long time coming, mate. I was
that's
in government.
That's reassuring.
I thought I'd help you along there. That was a decision that I was part of the making of when I was in government 9 years ago, and it's taken this long. You know, that's just a message that when you make a decision about infrastructure, it takes a long time to deliver it because it's got to be designed and built. And then when they had finished it, they found that there were problems, the New Zealand Transport Agency, that they hadn't anticipated. So there were a few red faces as the actual cars won't go through it for a couple of weeks yet. But yep. When it does happen, it'll help. But don't look for a silver bullet solution here.
Any sort of lack of congestion at all.
It's just going to look. When you've got 800 extra cars coming on the road every week, whenever you create an open space, it fills very rapidly, which is why, while it's important to complete the motorway network, as this will help do, we've got to look at alternative solutions, and those alternative solutions are going to be around public transport, they're going to be around walking and cycling, they're going to be around making better use of the motor vehicles we have. You know, 1.1 person per motor vehicle on the motorway each morning. Just think if we had ride-sharing, used our apps, had T3 lanes, and we actually got to 2.2 people per cars, we would halve the number of cars on the motorway. There's some great potential ideas there, but we've got to break the habits of the past. And you know, I'm as guilty as anybody, the habit of just being able to hop in your car, drive yourself to where you want to go and think you can get there quickly. Well, that was good when we were a million people. When we were a million and a half, it got harder, and when we're 2.5 million, it'll be totally impossible. So we've got to change the way in which we do things and the culture of how we do it.
There was talk that recently during those big unexpected storms that the Waterview Tunnel flooded out. Did it flood out?
I haven't heard that. The problems that I heard that they had was the computerised system for deluge and for dealing with emergencies in the tunnel weren't ready to go. They weren't sufficiently sure of it.
Sounds a wee bit like flooding, doesn't it?
deluge, sorry, I should let me explain that. That's the stuff that comes through the sprinkler system when there's a fire or something in the tunnel.
Oh, I'm with you, okay.
So maybe somebody heard deluge and thought, oh, God, you know, that's another weather bomb. But no, this is the one we do deliberately if in the event of an accident. accident and a fire in the tunnel.
The whole thing itself cost a lot of money. How much did we pay, ratepayers?
Mainly the cost fell on government. It's a government project. It's part of the state highway system. And where you've got a state highway and where you've got a railway, generally the government pays 100%. We're an exceptional case, Auckland, because everybody thinks that we're big and ugly and should look after ourselves. We're meeting half the cost of the
city
railing.
Because we're a super city.
We're a super city without a super city budget.
Yeah.
You've probably heard this story before, but I'll tell you again, Mikey. I keep telling the Minister of Finance in the hope that he will take it on board. We're 36% of the country's population. We've got 50% of the country's growth plus. And we've got to have an infrastructure system so that we can cope with that growth, or this city grinds to a halt. And when this city grinds to a halt, that damages the country as a whole. So, hey, I'm not just talking to Mikey Havoc here. I'm talking to Stephen Joyce and Bill English and all of those other parliamentarians.
Definitely listening as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, what else would they be doing?
To the podcast. Yeah. So there's a lot of talk still about water. Someone's asking a question here about the Waiheke Island proposed marina and the effects of pollution on that pristine environment, which I guess is interesting considering it's such a high caliber area now. Waiheke Island, it's not just one of the islands, is it? It's the island.
Oh no! Look, a lot of people would say Waiheke's the jewel in the crown, and I can't obviously show that sort of favouritism as a member of the whole city. But hey, no, look, it's a beautiful place. And the Waitemata Harbour, really is the, I've got to look after the Manukau and the Kaipara as well, but the Manukau, the Waitemata Harbour is at the centre of our city. And what's happening to the harbour and to the Gulf is pretty dramatically bad. If you look at the sea change program that was carried out over the last few years, the siltation of the harbour is destroying the marine habitat. The commercial fishing is destroying the fish stocks in the harbour. We get the overflows from the wastewater, which has been going on for the best part of a century. We've got a lot of work to do, and we need to start tackling that. And we will tackle the overflow pretty quickly with the central interceptor. That will stop 80% of it, but we've got to deal with the other 20%
We did go into quite a bit of detail with that recently, a couple of weeks ago, didn't we? So we won't ask you to go over that again, Mr. Mayor.
I can tell you again, just in case you missed it. No. Look, they're all on our radar. They need to be dealt with. And the other thing that we need to deal with in due course is how we turn. I'm looking out at the window and I'm seeing this massive car park in the central business district on the wharf down there. And one day we have to work so that we can free up public access to our waterfront again, as we've done in the Wynyard Quarter and the Viaduct Harbour. And we've got to look over time, and it will be over time, it will probably take a decade to two decades to look at how we might relocate the port to an alternative place.
Are we going to do this sunken stadium rubbish?
No. Good. No, we won't be.
Stupidest idea I've ever heard.
Somebody came up with the idea, and I thought, climate change, rising sea levels, a stadium sunk into the harbour. The stadium
sunk into a bit of reclaimed land as well, which is just the ideal, wouldn't it?
The stadium ought not to be right on the waterfront. If we look towards the north, from the waterfront.
I put it to you that it also would be a mess. And if you think there's silt coming into the harbour now, you imagine building a massive, big international quality stadium, how much crap there'd be. But I'm coming to my point, Mr. Goff, about the council's decided that you will not be putting up big screens and you will not be bringing the nation to a standstill in a public place in Auckland anyway for the America's Cup. You've decided that even though we've managed to get ourselves into the finals of the America's Cup, when we go up against Oracle, Team USA, after defeating Artemis and doing so well in the Louis Vuitton Challenger Series in Bermuda, the Auckland Tourism Events and Economic Development spokespeople have told us that no, they're not going to be any live screenings of the finals, even though it's not going to be on free-to-air TV. But we don't care. Do we care?
I don't think they're saying they don't care. What they're saying is that those races, you know, often start at 5 in the morning, and we are in the middle of winter, and they don't think probably there'd be a huge audience that might justify the expenditure on that. But
What about when we lost last time too?
Mark my words on this, there is nothing more than I would like to see than Jimmy Spittle conceding defeat to Team New Zealand. An American boat skipped by an Aussie. Gee, we've got everything to run for. But hey, look, I have this nightmare of a few years back where we were winning 8-1 in the America's Cup, and thinking it's just a matter of time. You know, we're going to win one of those, and we didn't. So I've learnt not to count my chickens before they hatch. I am absolutely behind Team New Zealand. I think the team, I mean, in that last race, they against Artemis, they showed some professionalism and commitment that lifted my heart. My spirit soared.
I didn't see it myself.
I'm not taking anything for granted.
So, no big screens.
It doesn't look like it. I haven't been directly involved in that decision, but I think they've said that there probably isn't the demand that would justify the expense of it.
All right, Phil. What is apart from the sad visit you're going to be making to the funeral today? What's the number one thing on your agenda this week as the Mayor of Auckland?
Well, the number one thing on my agenda was probably the release of the Mayoral Housing Task Force, which got, I think, a really good response, including from government, actually. I applaud that. The Prime Minister was very positive about a report that he described as constructive, and having got that buy-in, I think, is important, because really important that government and council and the private sector work together. Hey, that task force was, it seems like a simple idea. You want to deal with the housing problem, who would you involve in making decisions? Well, you might start with the builders and the developers, the people that fund it, the architects, the economists that work on it. And I got all of these people together in one room, and they've reached, after five full working days, and we were talking about chief executives of major businesses, they reached a consensus finding that I think has some good recommendations for both local government and central government, but also the industry itself. So that's been pretty important, and I hope in the next couple of weeks just to make a further announcement about how we might proceed with some of those the recommendations to the local council.
Sure.
We need more help. We've got to double the number of houses we're building.
Very quickly, your response to Labor's immigration announcement?
Well, I've said before, and I'll keep saying right through till September the 24th or whenever it is, that, as Mayor, I'm not involved directly in the electoral fray between the parties in Wellington. But my view on migration is pretty clear. First of all, I think migration brings talent and energy and skill and diversity to the city. So
I agree.
Broadly,
I agree.
I'm pro-migration. But there are some qualifications to that. First of all, you want to get the right people. And secondly, you need to get the right numbers, because as we grow by 45,000 a year, both by natural growth and by migration, that's putting real pressure on our infrastructure.
Yep.
And what I'm saying to government is, I don't mind you wanting to keep growing the city, but for God's sake, give us the means by which we can cope with that growth so that we can get a transport system that works and build more houses so that they're more affordable. You have to have some constraints on migration so that you are matching the growth of the city with the ability of the city to cope. It's a balancing act, and that's what all political parties should be striving towards.
Thank you, Phil. All the best to you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thanks, Mikey. Cheers, mate.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.